And that is not enough. Persistence. Constantly you have to make an effort. Whether awake or in sleep. Whether we are tired or we are in a great heat. In every state there should be a persistent effort. And the minimum of the effort is most simple thing. Aspire. Aspiration is the minimum of the effort. You just aspire. I want divine life. This is the aspiration. I want divine life. Go on saying this. Even when you are tired, you simply say, I want divine life. Even you are not making an effort, doesn't matter. Say simply, I want divine life on the earth. Persistent, all the time, is one mantra. I want divine life on the earth. This is called in Sanskrit utsaha. Utsaha is actually enthusiasm. You should feel fired. Even when you don't feel enthusiastic, the only effort you have to make is do not give way. Do not fall down. Even if you fall down, you say, even fallen, I am God. Even fallen, I am God. You will rise again, and again, and again. So, that is the second factor. Knowledge of the truths, principles, powers and processes which govern the realization, supported by a persistent effort, patient effort. There intervenes a third factor, uplifting our knowledge and effort into the domain of spiritual experience. Even when your knowledge is increasing, even your effort is increasing, when your effort is increasing, you say like uplifting, you have lifted up your whole being. We have to imagine that we are in a pit and we are making lot of effort to rise up from the pit. Then there is somebody who pulls you. This is a tremendous assurance. There is always somebody around you who is ready to pull you up. Only on one condition, that you should put your hands upwards. That is uplifting your effort. There is somebody to pull you up. What is it that pulls you up? Three things. Direct suggestion, example, and influence of the teacher. There is always a teacher around you. And he comes in time, always. Be sure of that. When Arjuna wanted a teacher, he found that right there as a charioteer was his teacher. When he came on the chariot to the battlefield, he did not know that Sri Krishna, who was a charioteer, was going to teach him. He only knew that Sri Krishna will only drive his chariot. He did not know that a big crisis will come to him. A big question will arise in his mind. But he found that when the question arose, he had just to turn to the charioteer and there was the answer. This is one assurance in yoga. Always, always, always a teacher stands near us. We may not be aware of him, but when you rise with a question, when you uplift yourself, you will find a teacher just near you and he will uplift you. Three ways of uplifting. Direct suggestion. If you read the Bhagavad Gita, it's a story, so you will know very easily in a story how Sri Krishna gives a suggestion orally. And then he gives his own example. And then he makes an influence. By his presence, is like mesmerism, charisma. He's so attractive. The master is so attractive, he becomes irresistible. And you've got to follow him. That's the master. So, he gives you suggestion. He gives an example of himself as to how he has attained, how he has embodied the realization himself. And then he gives you such a power of attraction that you are uplifted. So this is the third factor, the teacher. In Sanskrit, the word teacher is called guru. So first is shastra, second is utsaha, and third is the guru. Now remains only the fourth factor. What is the fourth factor? Already Sri Aurobindo has given the fourth factor when he used the word patient. Be patient. It's a question of time. So time is the fourth factor. Last comes the instrumentality of time. The word time in Sanskrit is called kala. Why this kala? Why time? Sri Aurobindo explains, for in all things there is a cycle of their action and a period of the divine movement. A cycle of their action. If you sow a seed in the soil, you have to wait for some time before it sprouts. You can't say, now I have sown the seed and immediately it should start sprouting. It sprouts and then it gives flowers and then it gives fruits. It takes time. In everything there is a different time limit. Some things give immediate fruits. Certain things take a long time. Everything has a rhythm. So you must know for everything how much time it will take. Accordingly you should move forward. The whole science of time is to be understood by a yogi, by anyone who moves forward towards realization. Now, this is all that Sri Aurobindo says in the whole chapter and in the whole book. in all the 13 volumes of the agenda also, these four things come again and again and again and again. So if you know these five lines, you have known the secret of the whole of yoga. All that we shall now do is only a summary, long summary, of these four elements. Now to repeat, as I told you, I'll go back again and again and again. So I should read again. Yoga Siddhi, the perfection that comes from the practice of yoga, can be best attained by the combined working of four great instruments. There is first the knowledge of the truths, principles, powers and processes that govern the realization, Shastra. Next comes a patient and persistent action on the lines laid down by the knowledge, the force of our personal effort, Utsaha. There intervenes third, uplifting our knowledge and effort into the domain of spiritual experience, the direct suggestion, example and influence of the teacher, Guru. Last comes the instrumentality of time, Kala. For in all things there is a cycle of their action and a period of the divine movement. Now don't read again this paragraph. I will ask one person to tell me these four factors. What are the four factors? Shastra, Utsaha, Guru. Excellent. You can tell me four factors?
Shastra.
Good. Anandmayi. Now tell me what Shastra means.
The forms, the truths, the principles, the powers and processes govern the realization.
Good. And what is Utsaha? Pardon?
Force of action.
Good. Very good summary. Patient and persistent action or effort. And what is the Guru? Lila, can you tell me?
The teacher.
What is his action? What does the teacher do?
To uplift.
Good. Uplift the knowledge and effort of the disciple, of the pupil. By what processes? What are the instruments of the teacher? Three instruments of the teacher.
Direct suggestions.
Good.
Example. And influence.
Good. Excellent. And what is the fourth factor? Kala. Good. What is the Kala? Expound it. Why Kala? Because in all things there is a cycle of development and the period of the divine movement. All right. Good. Now we shall close the book for a little while. And we shall come back again to it after a little while.